Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Whatever men have promised and said, in this glory, let the Lord begin to do for you.
You know be man.
This life that I have is a life.
We thank Him.
Now you, God, be your man.
We bless your name. We thank you. In the name of Jesus, have your seat. You can be a custodian of institutional history and not partake of it. What I'm saying is this. You can be in this church. You can know the stories of this church. You can know the testimonies in this church. And you might not have one. It is not every history writer that partakes in the history. He might be an onlooker. It is not every Christian, believer in quote, that enjoys the things of God. He might be an onlooker. Some people can tell you what happened in today's service, A to Z, including colors, dress, hair, covered, uncovered, length, of everybody that shared testimony today. It doesn't mean that they will partake of a testimony. Psalm 103, verse 7. Can we all read together? He made known His ways to Moses, His acts. In other words, He showed His heart to Moses and showed His hands to the children of Israel. You can hear testimonies and not know how they happen. It is men that knows the ways that can replicate testimonies, that can replicate the acts of God. Men can know the acts and cannot replicate it. I pray for everyone here. May the Lord find you worthy of showing you His ways. In the name of Jesus. That is why our sacrifices are different. Have you noticed that some of you, everybody can do the wrong thing 100 times. Once you do half time, you'll be in trouble. Because the punishment of them that knows the way is different from the punishment of those that know the act. It got to a time, was it 1990, was it 97 or 98? I just made up my mind. I was not going to read the Bible again. I'm not going to read again. The thing where God has showed me and He's holding me accountable to, I can't behave like everybody. So it's better make an holy damn. Listen to me. Everything that God wants to do for you is in His word. If you don't know His word, you will not have experience of what He wants to do for you. So if I know that and I don't want God to act in your life, I will do everything to keep you away from the word of God. Whatever is keeping you away from the word of God is your number one enemy. You have to fight it. Food, whatever. Social media, whatever keeps you away from the word of God is your enemy, and you must fight it. The message of the first service will be sent to you all, you know, after service. Please listen to it. I will not want to repeat some things. Let me just continue. Colossians 3, verse 16. If there is anything that God wants in you, it is His word. Colossians 3, 16. We'll be reading, because I know most of you, after reading in church, you will not read again until next week in church. So let's give you opportunity of reading once in a week. Let's go a bit. Is that good enough? So you will be reading. Let's go. Let the teaching and admonishing one another in wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual song with thankfulness. Let's read the first part again. Let's go. Let them dwell in you. Tell somebody, you hear? If they take away all the Bibles in the country, what happens? When communism came, and whenever there's affliction, persecution, the first thing the enemy takes away is the word. I don't know. Anybody has read the book, Tortured for Christ? Yeah? Tortured for Christ. Wow. The first thing the communists did in the Eastern nations was to take away the word of God. So if they take away the word of God now, what will happen to us? If there's no Bible in your family, again, what will happen? Do you know the word of God to understand that whether it's taken away or not, there is something flowing? Could we as a family come together and we want the word on health? I can say one, my wife can say one, and everybody, when we put them together, we can have the word on health in our family if the physical word of God is not there. You know, the alarming thing is that the devil has left the physical word of God with us, but he has taken the word of God from our heart. And people are now using Bible as pillow. Stupid. If the devil comes, take the Bible from your head and say, you can read this. What will you say? Give me my Bible. I want to read Psalm 91. Devil, give me my Bible. You will not be able to open your mind and say, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of Almighty. You never see anything yet. The word will be taken from us. It will be there. We won't have time to read. Let the word of God dwell in you richly. Richly. Let the word of God dwell in you richly. It is a foundation of the supernatural. It is the word of God that is a foundation of every great and good thing. Everything that God wants to do for you, He will first of all show you in His word. Let's look at Proverbs 4. Let me jump the next one. Proverbs 4, 20 to 22. Proverbs 4. Let's go. My son, be attentive to my words. Incline your ear to my saying. Let them not escape from your sight. Let's continue. Keep them within. Pause a little. Breathe in. Now, let's go. 4. They are life to those who find them, and hidden to all. It is a word that is a foundation of life, of Zoe for you. John 6:63. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. If you have not found the word of God, there is no life in you. You are just existing. The devil can take you at any time. You want life? Find the word. They are life to those who find them, and it is divine health to them. We have many people praying in church without knowing the word, and their prayers are based on nothing, and the prayers are yielding nothing. So, devil, take your leg off my business. And he asks you, why must I go? If Jesus, the devil asked Jesus questions and quoted scriptures to Jesus. Who do you think you are? If Jesus had to cram scripture and be able to respond to the devil, who do you think you are? If he can look at the Son of God, the creator of heaven and earth, and ask him questions, and if the Son of God only responded by the word, what are you responding by? See, it's time to tell ourselves the truth that ignorance of the word of God is the number one problem of Christians in Nigeria. Many can quote their pastor. Remember what pastor said last week. In fact, remember the word for the week. The word for the week. The one word from the Bible, they don't know. What is John 3:16? You know that one. God bless you. Listen to me. The word of God in your heart will be tested. The Bible said concerning, was it Moses or David, that the word of God tested him. Please, I beg you. Let the word of God dwell in you richly. The first scripture I was made to cram when I gave my life to Christ is Psalm 119 verse 11. Did anybody do follow the master here? What is it? Thy word? Okay, let's wait for people that don't know. Yeah, put you on the screen. Is it there? Okay, let's go. Your word have I hid in my heart that I may not see. Oh God. Hey, sir, ma, can you remember your New Year resolution? All the things you said you are not going to do this year. How far? Not by power, not by might, by the word. Everything you made up your mind to stop can only be stopped by the power of the word. Thy word have I hid in my heart so that I may not sin against you. Richard D. Hans' father gave him a Bible, and he wrote in the Bible, this book will keep you from sin. Sin will keep you from this book. Hello, you are not reading the Bible. There is something keeping you away from it. This book will keep you away from sin, and sin will keep you from the book. So if you want to enjoy the supernatural, if you want to live the supernatural life of God, you must know the word of God. Please, see, the Lord give revelation to some people, give vision to some people. Some walk powerfully in miracle. In fact, they will tell you, I saw an angel and I heard God. All of us will not have that encounter. But there is a sure encounter all of us can have. It's an encounter with the word of God. And that encounter with the word of God is an equalizer for everybody. Everybody has access to the word. And it is an equalizer. 1 Samuel 3:21. And I move forward. 1 Samuel 3:21. 1 Samuel 3:21. I want the whole church to read together. One, two, go. And the Lord appeared again. That means he has been appearing many times. Okay, let's go. And the Lord appeared again in Shiloh. Huh? For the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh. By what? Anyone that does not read the word of God must never say, God, speak to me. Pastor, I just want to be hearing God. It's in the Bible already. When you see him from the Bible, he can now start opening other dimensions to you. The primary way he wants to reveal himself to everybody is by the word. Some of you, see, you will pray tired. God, word of knowledge, prophecy. I want to see vision. I want to see dream. You might see nothing until you know the word. The word will now open dimensions for you. The first revelation that God wants you to have is a revelation through his word. Please, do we understand this? Now, let's move forward. How then do we live the supernatural life? By revelation. Number one, believe the word. Hebrews 4:2. Hebrews 4:2. You know, sometimes you just wonder. You come to church, a word is preached. Two people are in church.
Same problem. In the same church, maybe in the same family. But they left church and that service worked for one. It did not work for the other. What is the difference? Let's look at it. Can we read together? For unto us was the gospel preached. As well as, okay, so there are two people, unto us and as well as them. Okay? Are we on the same plane? If you're on the same plane, say amen. If you have gone to the market, say amen. People are learning in church. In those days, if I say so, they will say amen, because some people are really thinking of other things. Beautiful. But let's continue. But the word preach did not. Why? Another translation. See, you can sleep here. If this word you are hearing, you are not missing its faith, it's a waste of time. It is not the appearing in Shiloh. It is mixing faith with the revelation of word in Shiloh. For we have heard the good news just as they did. They heard the message, but it did them no good, because when they heard it, let's go, they did not accept it with faith. How do you walk in the supernatural? By living the word of God. It is by believing the word of God. Luke 1:45. Yama garibu koriaba lama zata. 45, sir. New King James, King James, ESV, any of the three. Let's reach God out. One, two, go. Now, blessed is she who believes, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her. If she did not believe, fulfillment postponed. Why is there no supernatural? It's because we don't believe the word. You know the problem is B-E-L-I-E-F, belief. Belief is a mental assent. It is not an action. How many people believe here that Jesus raised the dead? How many people believe here that Jesus can heal? How many people believe here that Jesus can provide? Why are you not healed? Because it's a mental assent. I believe he can do it. I believe he can do it. I believe he can do it. But you are not practicalizing it. Faith is different from that belief. Belief is a mental assent. I know he can heal. I know he can save. I know he can deliver. I know he can help. They will never go to him. Mental assent. I believe that God can bring my husband. Mental assent. Later, when he's not working, you look for a shortcut. Mental assent. There's a difference between belief, faith, and belief that ends with F. So that means you can teach about Jesus the healer without laying hands on anybody for healing. Because why? It's mental assent. You are just doing theory. When we don't move from theory into practical, our faith does not work. So faith, the word of God, must be mixed with faith for it to work in our life. Number two, living by the word of God for the supernatural. Number two, it is for us to meditate on the word of God. Meditate on the word of God. Thank God we are in the Salah season, and all around we have been seeing different kind of animals. And all around again, people have different arguments. Must you eat the meat or you must not eat the meat? Keep arguing. You know, Christians, what does not have life? We argue about it. Do you know that Alexandra in Egypt,
was one of the strongest bases of Christianity in the world in the first century. Augustine was a black person, Augustine of Hippo, one of the greatest intellectuals ever in the world, in the Christian people were there. They were enjoying themselves until the Muslims took over. Before the Muslims took over, do you know they were studying many things? One of the things they were studying was, can an angel stand on a pin? How do men get with that? Yeah. Stand on a pin. Men passing. They got interested so much in theory. No part. You eat meat, you don't eat meat. Wait, what has that got to do with your faith? If you go eat meat, you are going to hell. If you are not eating, you are... Nonsense. The devil will just give you the things that do not matter for you to be starting. Stop over. Paul said, receive it with thanksgiving. Enjoy the meat. You like food. Paul now said, if when I want to eat it, there are some church members that if they see me eating it, they will fall. I will not eat it. Clap again. Let me not be distracted. Let me come back. You wanted to ask me, Pastor, did you eat meat? I have not yet. But most likely I will eat on Wednesday with good thanksgiving unto the Lord. But I will not eat it in your presence so that you will not fall. The one they gave you that you don't want to eat, send it to me. I will fry it with thanksgiving and I will eat it. And that is the sweet. Let's calm down. All what I've shown is that there are many things we argue, talk about, that are not essentials. They just waste our time, stop us from praying, move us into argument, make us hate one another, and at the end of the day, the kingdom of God does not increase. Do we understand that? Okay. The Lord, number two, is for us to meditate on the word of God. Number two thing, for us to walk in the supernatural, is for us to meditate. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it when and when, day and night. Sir, man, what do you meditate on? Luke 24:15. Luke 24:14. Luke 24:14. 14 and 15. You know Luke 24. Oh, Luke 21. Sorry, Luke 21. Luke 21. Mark 13. Matthew 24. About what will happen at the end time before Jesus comes. They are the signs of the age. And one of the signs that Jesus gave, while talking about it, was to tell them this. He said, they will take you before synagogue, my magistrate, and all this. And now said, therefore, settle it in your heart not to meditate beforehand on what you answer. Persecution around, problems around, challenges around. Jesus said, don't meditate on the challenges. Don't meditate on the troubles. Don't meditate on the difficulties. Sir, ma, that is why the word of God is no longer working in many people's lives. Because they are meditating on what God said they should not meditate on. So as we are in church now, some are already meditating. Transport fare tomorrow. That is why the word of God is not working. You are meditating on the wrong things. The devil has taken over your heart, taken over your mind, and you are meditating on the thing that the devil wants you to meditate on. Do we have a problem? Yes. They will not meditate on it. We'll meditate on the one that has a solution to the problem. Are we in church? Philippians 4:8. What then should we meditate on? Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, If there is anything praiseworthy, let's read the last particular. What do? Listen to me. Anything you meditate on that does not fall under this will put you into trouble. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is why we are in trouble. We are meditating on the wrong things. What is meditating? Meditating is to ponder over it, to think it over. If you read the Bible, you see Selah, Ezra in the Psalm. Selah, Selah. What does Selah mean? Pause and ponder. Pause and meditate. Okay, let's meditate. 1 Chronicles 29:12. I hope I got it right.
I am this kind God, another one there.
From 11.
This kind God, another one not here. This kind God.
I just want to let you know that if I want to meditate on God, this is the verse I use. When I'm in problem, challenge, and I want to refuse thinking about it, I want to show you what I meditate. Look at this, look at it. Now let's go. Let's meditate. Yours. Let's go. Let's read. Yours. Oh Lord. Is a great man. So if it is a great man in the office that is against me, I come, I meditate on his tire. Yes, oh Lord. Thine is a great man, not the director. Not the deputy director, not the president, not the governor, not the commissioner. Let's go. Your Lord is the greatness, the power and the glory, the victory and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, oh Lord, and you are exalted as head.
Both riches and honor come from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make grace and to give.
And look at him. He is my God and he lives in me. You think I will lose? I cannot. It's because you are not meditating. You are meditating on wrong things. Where would the food come from? From this place we read about. He's the one that will make a way. It's because we are meditating wrongly. Change what you meditate on and see your life change.
To him who sits on the throne and on to the Lamb. Put seeds on the truth
and unto the land.
Be blessings
and glory
and honor
and
power
forever.
Sir, man, when you meditate on these things, even fear will catch fear. Your problems will be afraid.
I have a father that will never ever fail me.
Jesus is my father that will never ever fail. Rock of ages.
You know, that's why sometimes when we want you to sing, we don't want you to dance. Because when people are dancing, they are dancing, thinking of a nice dancing step, and they don't meditate on what they are singing. Please, you sing now and say you have a father that will never fail you. Then you go out and be speaking negative. The meditation is the problem.
Sir, ma, your meditation is the problem. You are a result of the totality of your meditations. That is the problem. That is the challenge. Our meditations.
Look at Joshua 1:8. Meditate on it day and night. And you will make your ways
prosperous and you have good success. Your meditation. If you check Genesis 24:63, when they were bringing Rebekah to Isaac, they found him in the field meditating. Sir, ma, do you know that there are some people in their houses, they have a room where they sit down and meditate. When last did you think? No, I'm talking about intentional thinking. Where you sit down and say, I want to think. No time for thinking. Where you sit down, I want to meditate. And meditate on God. I'm not talking about Eastern region. They say, empty your head. Empty your head. And I'll be imagining light. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a time alone with God. Where you only keep calm. Think about His goodness. At that time, ideas will be flowing. Solutions to that problem will be flowing. The Lord wants to talk to you. It's because you are not meditating. Stop meditating on the wrong things. Start meditating on the Word of God. 2 Corinthians 4:13. Number three thing we should do is to speak the Word. We speak the Word. We speak the Word. Can you help me tell somebody? Say, speak the Word. I didn't hear you say, speak the Word. What I've discovered is that many people want to speak positive words. It is well with me. It is good with me. I'm elevated. Great are my experience. They are good. But if the foundation is not the Word of God, it will not work. Hello, are we here? 2 Corinthians 4:13. Let's read together. And since we have, okay, let me just tell you now, we are assuming we all have the spirit of faith. So, assumption. Maybe next week I'll come and teach on faith and the spirit of faith. I should do that next week. Look at this. Since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written. Remember, the spirit of faith comes by what is written. Because faith comes by hearing and hearing the Word of God. The spirit of faith comes by the written Word. Say, I believe and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore we speak. How do I know what you believe? What you speak? Hello? Are we here? Please, do you understand what I'm saying? How do I know what you believe? What you speak? You can come here and dance. Leave and say, I will praise you, Lord. This promise I made, let eternity end. And get over again. Even then. People don't know this song. Forgive me. It is well. It is well in the name of Jesus. It is well. How do I know if you believe it is well? By what you say outside there. Ah, I better go. We don't know which way they happen for this country now. Now only God knows who will survive. May God just show me mercy. We know for you it is not well. How do we know what you believe, what you say? Hey, Abel, may we put the Bible aside. This one will be Bible matter. How do we know what you believe, what you say? Sir, what have you been saying? Your meditations are wrong. Your words are wrong. And you want good things to happen to you. You want the supernatural. You want the spectacular. You want God to move on your behalf, and you are speaking negative things. Mark 11:23. I said, I don't want Ashur. Please remove Ashur. I assure you. I don't want to be hearing. I don't want something that will tarnish my faith.
You know, some of you, if you see I assure, you will discover the assure of the last seven years and not believe what we are saying. Let's have verily, verily, or truly, truly. I don't want any assure in this church until after some time. I assure you it as well. Okay, truly, let's read. Truly, I say to you, whoever does what, it is not whoever thinks. As a man thinks, so is he. There is a place for thinking. There is a place for meditation. There is a place for speaking. A mountain you don't speak to does not live there. Do you know? Every juju is by speaking. Every deliverance is by speaking. I hope you know that. It is like speaking. The war of the world is a war of words. If you shall say to this mountain, what are you saying to your mountain? Hey, whoa, hey, and they tell me, oh, hey, hey, African magic epic is your problem. What are you saying, sir? Jesus wanted to eat from a tree. The tree did not give fruit. There was no fruit there. What did he say? May nobody eat from you again. He left. The following day, the disciples came and saw the tree and said, the tree you spoke against has withered. If he did not say anything, nothing will happen to the tree. Nothing has happened to your situation because you have said nothing about it. Even in church, when we say pray, we don't know whether you are doing juju or you are seeking the word. If that was how Jesus spoke to Lazarus, Lazarus will not come out of the grave. Speak. Those same people in the parking lot here, their voice will be overshadowing these speakers during the third service. Ah! You hear the thing Atiku do? Atiku. They go visit Wike. Wike. They'll be shouting in there. Inside, speaking the word that will change their life, they will not. They will be meditating on Tinubu Atiku. They will be obedient to Obi, but not obedient to the word of God. Now, so some of us do about Buhari 7 years ago. Some of you are doing the same thing about Obi. We did there. Never again, me, any politician, me, support any politician in my life again, me, never. Some of us did the same thing about Buhari 7 years ago. So we did watch the Obi people, we did laugh at you. It will shock all of you. Politicians are politicians. A man at his best is still a flesh. He saved money. Buhari integrity. Oh, I made up, I'm not going to talk politics again. Your words, they matter. Are we here? What are you speaking? John 2:5. This is the main demand. This one is the main demand. This is the main demand. Look at it. Let's read it. His mother said to the servants, do whatever. That's the definition of your faith. Do whatever. Another translation. Another translation, sir. Another one. You can see everything is saying the same thing. Can you see that? Do whatever. Give me King James. Give me King James. His mother said unto the servant, whatever he tells, he saith unto you. Do it.
is the issue. We have stopped doing what he asked us to do. Whatever he asks you to do, do it, whatever. Please help me tell someone. Say whatever he asks you to do, do it. Say whatever the word of God asks you to do, say do it. Can I say whatever he asks you to do, do it. Can we check John 13:17? I hope I'm at the right place. No, John 9:11. But 13:17, leave it. If you know these things, blessed are you, happy are you, if you do them. John 9:11. John 9:11. Can we reach better? He answered, you know, a blind man was healed, and the Pharisees were arguing about the healing and all those things. And they were asking him some questions. Let's look at that. And he answered and said, a man that is called Jesus made clay, anointed my eyes, and said unto me, go to the pool of Siloam and do what? And wash. What happened? And I went and washed, and I received my sight. The problem is that there are many instructions hanging over your head that you have not obeyed. Your next miracle is dependent on your obedience to the last instruction. Please listen to what I'm saying. Listen. Your next miracle is dependent on your obedience to the last instruction. You have not obeyed God's last instruction. You are asking for the next thing. Whatever he asks you to do, do them. It might look stupid. Do them. Most of the time, it is not cool. Do them. Most of the time, it is not reasonable. Do them. Whatever he asks you to do, do them. Do you understand? Last week, a pastor that once ago, just 2-3 years ago, before COVID, asked for $65 million to buy an aeroplane. Came and said he has repented, that all his teaching on the tithe, people should not take it serious and tear the book. And I was thinking, do you think some of us were thinking your teaching on the tithe serious in those days? We were not. So he saying anything about the tithe or whatever does not affect me, because I know what the word of God says. The word of God in my mouth, it will work. Even my tithe and offering, it will work. You know, in church, everywhere, the Pareto's principle work on the tithe. It's only 20, below 20% of people in church that give the tithe. So why should you bother yourself, I don't give, whatever. Well, if you like, teach them every day. It will not increase. People will not give it. In fact, some people will come to the front with envelope tighter. My grandmother's tithing card, now we the filler. For the first 10 years before I knew Christ, before I became wise, it was the same figure. Now we the go market, now we the count the money. And then the same figure mama they put for tithe. Same figure. That is how some people's tithing envelope here look like. When you have come to a church, we don't keep record on tithe. It's between you and your God. Put in the envelope and give. Now you. When you don't know the word, people can deceive you. Have you ever come to this church and I told you, if you don't give, something will happen to you? I don't even have the time. You don't give, we are blessed. You give, we are blessed. Now your problem. What do you concern us? Are you allowed? But for your blessings, we teach you. But all what I'm saying is, if you don't know the word of God, spiritual, how do we call it? Super Christians that look super can
manipulate the world. I've always told you, make up your mind what to do and do it.
The Bible says when you are coming to church, make up your mind what you are going to give before coming. That's what the Bible says. It's 2 Corinthians 9. So nobody can come to church. I've only done it once. Where I went to church and we were told to empty everything in our pockets. And the thing was put in front, so everybody would stand and go and empty. So I went to the front and I emptied everything in my pocket. It now remains, I will go home. I waka. Do I regret it? Never. Do I believe the man of God has spoke the word? Yes. How did I know? Before he spoke that word, I heard in my heart, Jordan, give me everything in your pocket. Give me all. So it was not difficult for me. Know God for yourself. Don't move with social media on these things. Let's come back home. The word is what works. Tell somebody, say the word is what works. Listen, anything that works outside the word is an illegality. Any result outside the work, the word is an illegality. Sir, result can prove you, but it's not every result that is a proof. Sir, how many people did Jesus leave when he was going? How many? You can remember? You can't? 120 people. The man that fed 5,000, not counting women and children, when he was leaving, he only had 120 people. By today's standard, Jesus was a failure. By today's church growth standard, Jesus was a failure. It is not every result that is real. Every result outside the word of God is deceit. It is an illegality. You must run for it. I ask that the word of God will work. Lift your hands up. Lift your hands. Every word spoken, every word given to you by the Lord, let the word begin to work in your life. In the name of Jesus. Every word, every word, every word, every word. Let the word find a performance in your life. The grace for faith. The grace for you to believe. No matter how unreasonable it looks, let that grace be upon you. In the name of Jesus. Every outstanding work, word, let it begin to work in your life. In the name of Jesus. Lift your two hands up to me. Lift your two hands up. Yalibo kuriyamalabazi danganda libo koriyabala. Shamangaria. He sent forth his word, and his word healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Whatever needs healing, whatever needs deliverance in your life by this word that has been preached, let there be healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. May the Lord's word move you to the next level. May the word make all things possible for you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I love Psalm 20. Sit like a queen and a king. Sit up, sit confidently. You know you are greater than Buhari. You don't know. If you don't know, know. Now you they belittle yourself. He said, of those born of a woman, he said, none of them is like John the Baptist. He said, but the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. For everyone in the Old Testament, none of them is as great as John the Baptist. But the least person in the New Testament is greater than John the Baptist. You are better than Elijah by the covenant. Now you they look down on yourself. Bro. Sit down where like a king. Oh yeah, are we ready? He said, where the word of a king is, there is power. You need to know scripture to scripture to make things work. Where the word of a king is, there is power. So what you are going to be speaking is power. Are we here? Look at the screen. Can we go? May the Lord answer me in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend me. May he send me help from the sanctuary and say to me, wait, do you discover that if you wake up in the morning, every morning, and you are saying this thing before you go out, nobody can stop you. I hope you know. But it's because when you wake up in the morning, you just remember your guy. This your guy again. This your guy again. Some will be crying and their husband will be crying. Come down, go now, go now. Instead of speaking the word. Go back to verse 1. I know my time is fast, man, but we need to speak this word. Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's go. Once you go, may the Lord answer me in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend me. May he send me help from the sanctuary and strengthen me out of that. May he remember all my offering and accept my bond sacrifice. See that? What is it? Pause, ponder, meditate on it. Let's go, let's go. May he grant me according to my heart desire and fulfill all my purpose. We will rejoice in your salvation. And in the name of the Lord, we will set up. May the Lord fulfill all my petitions. 7. Now I know that the Lord saved his anointed. He will answer me from his holy heaven. We be saving strength of his right. Let's go. Some trust in MDs, some trust in commissioners. But I will remember the name of the Lord our God. Look at it, look at it. They are bowed down and falling. But we have risen and we stand upright. Save Lord. May the King answer us. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you shalom all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Buskap, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.